little calf that's being weaned. I don't have too much information on that. I guess it would, it makes a bleeding sound or crying or what have you. I've heard it, but I don't know what it's called.
Yeah. Okay. The noise that a cow makes during
feeding time. Oh, she bawls. That's what the old people call it.
Okay. And the noise made by the gentle noise that a horse makes.
The noise that a horse makes. It's called, is it missing a name?
And if you had horses and mules and cows and so forth, and it was time to feed them, you'd say it was time to go feed the
stock.
Okay. And what about hens and turkeys and geese and so forth? You'd say it was time to feed them.
Well, I've raised turkeys and I've had ducks. I'm going to feed the ducks, I'm going to feed the turkeys, I'm going to feed
general,
my chicken.
Yeah,
there's not a general term for the whole, the fowl.
Okay. And a hen on a nest of eggs is called a...
She is, wait a minute now. The hen, she's setting.
Okay. And the place where you keep chickens?
The chicken yard or the coop,
okay.
Or that's it.
Okay, and when you eat chicken, there's this bone like this.
That's the pulley bone.
Okay.
That's the part of the breast bone.
Are there any stories or superstitions involving the pulley bone?
Yes. And when I was growing up, I would always have to have the pulley bone. Then I would say, now you pull it, my brother.
Mm-hmm.
You pull, we pull. I got the end which was going to give me the luck.
Which end is that? Longer or short?
The longer end that had the little oval part to it.
Yeah. Did you make a wish first or anything, or was it just...
Yes, I think, I think I had to make a wish.
Okay. And is there a name for the inside parts of the chicken that you eat, like the liver and the heart and gizzard? What is the general name?
Oh. The heart, the liver, and the gizzard.
What about the inside part of the pig or calf that you eat?
You eat you eat the liver, the heart, the intestines in the calf or the cow would be wait a minute. Tripe.
Okay, is that, what is that?
That is the stomach. Uh-huh. And then the hog, you would eat the same, and then you eat the larger intestines, and they call those chitterlings. Chitterlings. People call them chitlins, but it's chitterlings. That's the way it's spelled. And then the stomach part of the hog is the maw.
The maw?
Another tripe. It's called the, is it the maw or the maul? It's the maw. That's the way I've already heard it. I've never looked it up. But that's the stomach part of the hog.
Yeah. You ever heard of liver and lights?
Liver? What? Liver and lights being called pluck?
Yeah, or have you ever, either of these words, liver and lights or pluck?
Never heard the word pluck, but the liver and lights, when you cook them together, you call that, haslets. You're making a haslet stew.
Okay. The lights in liver and lights, is the lungs or the
lungs? The lights are the lungs of the hog.
And so it's time to feed the stock and do the chores. You say it was what time?
It's in the afternoon.
Yeah. I mean, would you say it's fodder time or chore time or feeding time?
Doing the chores. That's
and
your out, yeah. All of the chores around the barnyard.
Mm-hmm.
You go down to the barn to do your chores.
Okay.
Well, that's feeding the stock.
Yeah. And would you say it's